为弟兄姐妹早。
Well, last week, Pastor James preached on the truth that some will depart from the faith.
上个星期，范长老，在正道的时候说，有些人会离弃真道。
That some in our midst will depart from the faith.
在我们当中，有些人会离弃真道。
I don't know about you, but to me that was a very serious and tough message.
我不知道你怎么想，但是对我来说，那是一个很严肃的问题。
It was a message though.
信息。
It was a message though that was not from him. It was a message from God.
当然，这个很严肃的信息不是出于范长老，乃是出于神。
And it's true, isn't it?
他说的是真的，不是吗？
We've seen over the years, dear people in our midst that have departed from the faith.
在过去多年中，我们看到，有些我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹的确是，离弃了真道。
And that does not mean that they lost their salvation.
这不代表他们失去了救恩。
Because we know that a mere profession of faith does not guarantee the actual possession of eternal life.
因为我们知道一个人声称在口头上声称自己是基督徒并不代表他真正的得着了救恩。
Right, think about that for a moment.
所以请我们花一点时间来思考这个问题。
Just because you say your mouth that you believe in Jesus does not guarantee that you have a true possession of eternal life.
仅仅是因为你口头上说你是基督徒，这个并不保证你真正的得着了救恩。
Because what we actually see in the Word of God,
因为圣经的神的话很明白地告诉我们，
is that a genuine believer will keep going in their faith.
一个真正的基督徒会在信仰的道路上持续的长进。
Right, a true believer will recognize that as a Christian, they've taken the first step of a whole life journey.
一个真正的信徒，他会了解到，作为一个基督徒，当他得救、受洗得救的时候，只不过是踏上天路历程的第一步而已。
And I think a lot of us forget that.
我想我们当中很多人忘了这一点。
But those of us who have truly put our faith in Jesus,
但是那些真正的信奉、信仰主耶稣基督的人
should desire him.
应该对耶稣基督有一种渴慕的心。
We should be desiring God.
我们应该渴慕爱慕这位神。
So, in other words, every Christian sitting in this room,
所以换一句话说，每一位在座的基督徒
ought to seek to grow your faith.
应该常常应该想办法让自己在信心上在信仰上有进步。
Right, we should want that.
我们应该有这样的一种我们应该是这么想要这样的进步。
But how?
但是怎么做呢？
My son Corbin, he's in Taekwondo.
我的儿子 Corbin, 他现在在学
跆拳道。
跆拳道。
And he's really intense.
所以他很他很努力的很很。
What's intense? How do you say that? 很激动。
他很激动的在学。
I don't think he likes to fight.
我想他其实不喜欢跟人战斗或争斗。
But he likes the moves and he likes to yell.
或者是打击别人，但是他喜欢动，他喜欢大声的叫。
And when his grandpa 爷爷 trains him, he tries to get him to go louder and louder.
他的爷爷在训练 他让他的声音越来越大。
He's doing okay in Taekwondo.
所以我的儿子他学习跆拳。
跆拳道。
跆拳道学习得不错。
But in order to improve, the instructors will give like instructions to each of the students.
但是他的老师为了要让学生们进步，所以他的老师就会给学生们一些教导。
So we all get a list, a piece of paper of different things for Corbin to get better at Taekwondo.
所以家长们就有一个单子，上面列着他们的孩子如果要进步的话得做的事情。
You want to be good?
如果你要进步
do this.
你就做这个。
If you want to be good, do this.
如果你要进步要变得更好就做这个。
If you want to do this, be good, do this.
所以做这个做那个。
Well, the Christian life is really not about a list of things to do.
一个基督徒的生活并不是一张需要做什么事情的清单。
Yet in today's passage, there are certainly things that are critical to being a good servant of God.
但是今天我们查考的经文里头的确是让我们知道对，要做一位一个神的仆人，有一些必须很紧要的要做的事。
What does it take to be a good servant of God?
如果要成为一个神所用的好仆人，需要做些什么？
And another way that I put this, because all of us should desire to be good servants of God.
换句话说我们每一个人都应该有这么一个渴慕的心，就是要成为神的好仆人。
But another way to put this would be,
但是可以用另外一个方式来探讨这个问题。
What does it take for me to truly be the Christian that God called me to be?
如果我要成为一个神所呼召我成为的那样的基督徒，我需要做些什么？
What does it take for me to truly be the Christian that God wants me to be?
如果我要真正的成为神心目中想要我变成的那个基督徒，我需要做些什么？
And I think in today's text, we're going to find some of these critical things.
那么在今天的经文里头我们可以找到一些答案。
So turn with me if you would, and we'll also see it here on the projector, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 through 11.
我们请看提摩太前书第四章第六节到第十一节。
And because I love hearing how loudChinese people read, we're only going to be reading it in Chinese, nice and loud and clear, okay?
因为我很喜欢听大家用中文大声的念经文，所以我们就大一起来念中文的部分。
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育。只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老户荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。这些事你要吩咐人，也要教导人。
Let's pray together.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning as your children and friends have gathered together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你今天早上召聚弟兄姐妹们还有朋友们来到这儿敬拜你。
We thank you that today's passage, as we've been studying through 1 Timothy, is really going to speak to those who are your children.
我们一直在查考提摩太前书，今天的主要的经文是对你的儿女们说的。
And although there's not a list of things that we need to check off in our Christian life,
虽然在我们基督徒的生活当中，并没有一张我们要一一做的清单。
Throughout the scripture, Lord, you have given us critical things that help to become the Christians that you've called us to be.
但是通过今天的经文，你给我们一些极其重要的事情，让我们能够成为那你所呼召我们成为的基督徒。
Lord, as believers, help us to always be seeking how to grow, how to mature.
求主帮助我们，作为你的儿女，我们能够常常的持续不断的在与你的关系中求长进。
And what does that mean but to really know you, know your love, and to know your heart?
让我们能够常常的寻求这个答案，就是真正的越来越深的认识你是谁，你是怎么样的一位神。你是怎么样爱我们的？
So Lord, would you give us soft and teachable hearts this morning?
所以请主给我们一颗谦卑受教的心。
Would your Holy Spirit be the one that teaches and moves upon our heart?
求主的灵能够引领感动我们。
And bless, Lord, the teaching of your word.
并且你亲自祝福你的话。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So the first thing that we see in this text is that to become the Christian that God has called you to be, you need to be nourished in the Word of God.
所以我们在今天的经文里头，我们看到的第一件事情我们要做的，如果我们要成为神所呼召我们成为的基督徒的话，那么就是从神的话语中得到滋养。
You need to be nourished in the word of God and good doctrine is what the scripture says.
你必须从神的话语中，并且从神的话语所解释的真道中得到属灵的滋养。
Remember, this is the older, wiser, experienced Pastor Paul writing to the younger, less experienced Pastor Timothy.
我们要记得，这封书信是一位在属灵上比较年长的比较属灵上比较老练的，而且在属灵上非常有经验的一位长者对提摩太所写的。
And he's saying, Timothy, if you lead the brothers and sisters in these things, you're going to be a good servant of God.
所以他对提摩太说，你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事。
You're going to be a good minister.
你就会成为好执事。
This is what it takes for you, Timothy, to become the Christian that I have called you to be.
如果你要成为我呼召你成为的那样的基督徒，那么你就需要做这个。
And so what does it take?
所以他需要做什么呢？
We see in verse 6.
我们在第六节可以看出来。
Being trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed.
在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育。
This passage, this phrase, being trained in the words and the good doctrine, really shows us the manner by which Timothy could become a good servant of God.
这节经文是告诉我们在真道的话语中得操练，还有服从善道，这是提摩太可以成为神所呼召他成为的那个真正信徒的一个方法。
So Timothy, you got to be trained in God's word and good doctrine.
所以提摩太，你必须在真道的话语上得操练，你必须服从必须在你服从的善道上得教育。
And the original word here, trained, really has a sense of being nourished.
在原文里头，这个操练，或者得教育，它有，它的含义是，得，滋养。
And I'm not sure if you got this sense when you're reading this brief text, but Paul's using a lot of, athletic imagery.
我不知道你，有没有发现，在我们念的经文里头，保罗使用了很多，跟运动或运动员有关系的，话语。
How many of you here are athletes?
你们当中有多少人是，运动员或喜爱运动?
Lucy just raised her hand first. There you go, athlete.
所以 Lucy.
Right? Okay, maybe a better question. How many of you know some athletes? Right, okay?
你们当中有谁
认识运动员?
Even on TV,
okay? Right, okay, so everybody's hand should go up. Right? You know some athletes. Well, two of the most critical parts of an athlete's regimen is going to be their training and what? Their diet.
所以对一个运动员来说，有两样事情是最重要的，就是第一，他需要被训练；第二，他需要控制自己的饮食。
Peter and I are always talking about this.
Peter 跟我常常谈这些。
Because we're always talking about how to lose weight.
因为我们常常在谈怎么样可以减肥。
And we can say, yeah, we're exercising, we're training our bodies.
我们就常常会锻炼身体。
But I say, how come I'm so fat still?
我还问，那为什么我还这么胖呢？
Because we're missing the second part of the regimen.
因为我们忘了另外一件也是很重要的事。
It's the diet.
那就是我们的饮食。
Every athlete knows that just as hard as he works, he needs to watch what comes into his body.
那么每一位运动员都知道，一方面他需要努力的接受训练，被训练，另外一方面他需要注意到他每天摄取的食物。
He can't take in junk. He has to take in food that's going to nourish him.
他不能够乱吃东西，他需要吃的是有养分的东西。
He knows he has to feed his body the right type of things.
他这个运动员知道他应该用对他的身体有好处的东西来供应他所需的。
And here Paul is saying the right type of things for your spiritual fitness is the word of God and good doctrine.
那么在这儿保罗是说，在属灵上，如果你要做一个健全的人的话，那么你需要的是真道的话语和得道善道来教育。
Words of faith we know is the word of God.
真道的话语指的是神的话。
So we have to be nourished, have an intake of the word of God.
所以我们需要常常摄取属灵的话语做养分。
But it also says good doctrine.
另外他所说的是善道。
Brothers and sisters, there is a lot of bad doctrine out there.
弟兄姐妹们，在外面，世界上有很多错误的教导。
If we are not careful with the books we read,
如果我们对自己，平常所看的书不小心的话，
If we're not careful with the sermons we listen to online,
如果我们不小心选择我们上网所能够所看到或听到的那些信息的话，
Even if we're not careful with the friends that we listen to,
如果我们在交朋友的时候我们不懂得如何选择的话，
It's very easy to listen to eloquent people and be led into bad doctrine.
那么很容易我们就被一些可能在表面上说的头头是道的人听从了他们，从那儿接受了错误的教导。
Did you realize that?
你知道这，你认识到这个严重性吗？
But you say, I read all types of Christian books.
你可能说什么样的基督教的书籍我都看。
Aren't all Christian books good?
那么我要问你，是不是所有的基督教的书籍都是好的呢？
No, they're not.
哦，不是的。
In fact, one of the most dangerous places today is a Christian bookstore.
事实上，今天最危险的地方之一就是所谓的基督教的书局。
You can't just pick up any Christian book and say that it's good.
你可能就随便就抓一本书，然后说这是好书。
Same thing with sermons that you listen to online.
同样的，如果你上网听讲道、听信息。
Can I just listen to any sermon and that would be good for me?
你能不能说我什么信息上网随便什么信息我都可以听，肯定对我有好处。
No.
不是的。
In fact, the internet is very dangerous.
事实上，这个所谓的互联网是非常危险的。
There's a lot of very eloquent preachers that are teaching bad doctrine.
有很多传道的人在网上，他们口若悬河，但是他们所传递的是错误的教导。
So don't be careless into listening to anyone's sermons.
所以不要对你所听的信息掉以轻心。
Do you really know their life?
你真的知道那些传道的人他们个人的生活是怎么样的吗？
Do you really know if what they're teaching is tried and true, tested against the truth of God's word?
你知道，你真的知道他们所传的信息是跟与神的话为敌的，或者是跟神的话是一致的呢？
And so I talked about this a few weeks ago, but just note that slight teaching that's off will lead to false doctrine.
这个我在几个礼拜以前已经说过了，我要再说一次，就是一点点错误的教导会导致很大的灾祸。
Right, slowly over time you'll see that.
因为慢慢的随着时间的过去，你就会发现这一点。
So we need to nourish ourselves rather with good doctrine.
所以我们要提供给自己的养分是善道，
and,
而不是错误的教导。
And to nourish us with the word of God itself.
我们要用神的话本身来滋养我们自己。
We need to have a steady diet and intake of God's word.
我们要有规律的摄取神的话做我们的营养。
When I was young, I heard of the story of a man who raised dogs to fight in the underground dog fighting pits.
我小时候我听过这么一个故事，就是有一个人他养一群狗，是为了在地下的就是不合法的这个斗犬场来比赛。
He had over 50 dogs on his property.
他在他的他的地方有大概50多条狗。
And this is how he made his money.
这是他挣钱的方式。
He would gamble on his dogs.
他用他的狗来赌博。
Yes, sometimes when the pot was big,
但是有的时候那个奖品可能是个大奖。
And the odds were so high for his dog to win.
那么双方的实力悬殊，他自己的狗的赢的机会不大。
No, 他的狗赢的机会很大。
哦，他的狗赢的机会很大。
I caught that. I can't believe I caught that. Right? How many of you gamble here? Raise your hands.
在座的有多少人赌？
I saw it. Okay. So, what would you do though? If the pot was so big and the odds are for your dog to win?
所以如果你会怎么做呢？如果这个奖很大，那么你自己的狗的胜算很大的话。
You don't know, right? Because you don't gamble.
你不知道，因为你不赌博。
But I know what I would do, but not that I gamble.
我会知道该怎么做，虽然我自己也不赌。
You bet against your dog.
你就打赌你的狗会输。
Yes. You're going to put your money in the pot that the odds of your dog is going to lose, because everyone knows that your dog is going to win. So that's how the odds work.
Okay. 所以你就把你的钱,
I just know from a long time ago.
放在那个奖品里头。 然后大家都知道你的狗会赢, 你就打赌你的狗会输。
Right, that's right, that's right. So what would he do then?
所以这个人会怎么做呢?
3 to 4 days before the fight,
在比赛前的三四天,
he's going to starve his dog of any food except water.
他就不喂他的狗 不给他的狗吃，除了给他的狗水，水喝之外，不给东西给他。
He would withhold all the food so that his dog would start to get tired and weary and weak.
那么他不给他的狗东西吃，所以他的狗就慢慢的虚弱下来的，然后觉得很累。
But since it was only 3 to 4 days, you can't really tell.
但是因为这只是三四天的时间，所以表面上看不出来这个狗实际的状态。The
dog still look like it's in fighting condition.
这些狗表面上看起来还是处于非常好的战斗的状态。The
dog still looks strong.
这些狗表面上看起来还是非常的健壮。But
in reality, it was very weak, right?
但是事实上，这些狗是非常虚弱。So
when the fight would start,
所以当比赛开始的时候,
the natural instinct of even the weakened dog is to growl and look very mean.
那么这些狗，它的出于本能，它就看起来非常的凶狠。But
because it was so weak and malnourished.
但是因为这些狗事实上它已经非常虚弱了，因为它的营养不良了。The
other dog would slowly just pick it apart and eventually either really hurt that dog or kill it.
那么其他的狗就会咬这些狗，把它们撕裂，让它们受重伤，甚至最后就把这些狗咬死了。
It's kind of a sad story, right?
这样的故事听起来让人很难受。But
you know what? That's how it's important for us to be nourished on the Word of God.
但是这件事情足以让我们明白，作为基督徒，要从神的话语上有规律的得到摄取养分是多么的重要。We
need the Word of God and good doctrine to feed us.
我们需要神的话语，我们需要善道来喂养我们。You
see, we're always going to be attacked by the enemy.
我们的敌人，属灵的敌人，总是在攻击我们。We're
going to be attacked by the world.
我们这个世界总是在攻击我们。We're
going to be attacked by our own flesh.
我们的肉体总是，我们的血气总是在攻击我们。So
make no mistake, you will be attacked.
所以别搞错了，我们总是处在被攻击的情况之下。And
when you are tired and weak and unfed, you will sin.
如果在属灵上你是疲累的，你是营养不良的，那么你就会受到攻击，不能抵抗。You
will be attacked.
你会受到攻击。The
question is, will you be fed and nourished, or will you be unfed and weak?
问题的关键是，你一直得到喂养，能够对付那些攻击，或者是你处于营养不良的状态，以至于不能对付那些攻击。It
will be easy for you to stray away from God's way and His principles of His Word when you're not being nourished by the Word.
如果你没有从话语中得到充分的滋养养分的话，那么你就很容易离弃了真道，或者是流失了。Right?
Only 3 to 4 days, and that dog was already weak and tired.
只不过是三四天的光景，那些狗已经变得很累，已经变得很虚弱了。But
he looked okay.
但是在表面上，那些狗看起来还不错。
In the same way, we often think that we're okay with God's word, without God's word.
同样的，我们常常会想，如果没有神的话语的供，的喂养，我们也还可以，成为一个不错的，基督徒。
We might even appear strong and healthy and happy.
也许我们在表面上的确，外人看起来，我们看起来很，强壮，我们看起来很健康。
Yet I want to remind you, dear brothers and sisters.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我要提醒你们。
When we are weak spiritually without God's word, we are prone to sin.
当我们在属灵的话语上得不到神话语的供应，当我们在属灵上虚弱甚至衰弱下来的时候，我们就很容易犯罪。
We are prone to doubt Him.
我们就很容易怀疑神。
We are prone to forget to have trust in Him. And His faithfulness.
我们就很容易不再信靠他。
So what do we need then?
所以我们当怎么行呢？我们需要什么呢？
We need a steady intake of God's word.
我们需要有规律的摄取神的话语作为我们的属灵的食物。
We need a steady intake of good doctrine.
我们需要有规律的摄取神的道，就善道。
Not just once a week listening to a sermon.
不是就是一个礼拜一次到教会来听到。
But throughout the week.
而是一个礼拜每一天都是如此。
So we need to be people of God's word.
所以我们应该在神的话语上求长进。
People who actually let God's word permeate through our daily life.
让神的话能够深入渗透入我们日常生活的方方面面。
So I have three simple suggestions for you.
所以我要给各位三个很简单的建议。
So if you're writing notes, you could jot these down.
所以如果你在做笔记，你就可以把它们记录下来。
One, get into a habit of reading at least a little bit of the word each day.
首先我们要培养一个习惯，就是每一天至少花一点点时间来阅读思想神的话语。
But you have to think about it.
你不但是读，而且你还要默想思想。
And a good way to meditate on God's word is by memorizing it.
默想神的话语有一个好方法，就是首先把神的话语背诵记下来。
So take a verse that you like or a verse that God has really spoke to you recently and commit it to memory.
所以你就可以选一段或者一句经文你喜欢的，或者是神感动你特别感动你的那个经文，然后把它背诵下来。
And as you memorize it, you'll be going through it over and over and over again, and it'll sink deep into your heart.
如果它存在你的记忆中，那么你随时随地，你常常都可以默想那个经文。
Right. So one.Read a little bit of the word every day.
所以首先每一天都花一点时间读一点神的话。
And when you find a very good verse that God's speaking to you, number two, commit it to memory.
然后如果你找到了一个你很喜欢的经文，或者神特别给你感动的那个经文，你就把它背诵下来。
Practice meditating on God's word.
你要操练自己常常默想神的话。
Because what does the psalmist say?
因为诗人对我们说什么呢？
I have hidden your words in my heart.
我把你的话藏在心里。
So that I may not what? So that I may not sin against you. Good.
免得我得罪你。
I'm hiding your words by memory into my heart so that I won't sin against you, God.
借着背诵借着把你的话储存在我的记忆中，我可以常常的默想。
Right, so read a little bit each day.
所以每一天读一点点经圣经。
Memorize it, hide it in your heart.
把它记下来，把它背诵下来。
And three,
放在心里。
And three, read good Christian books.
第三就是你在阅读基督教的属灵书籍的话，你要选择那好的书籍来看。
Read good ones. Read classics.
要选择好的，选择那些已经经过时间的考验，没有被淘汰的好的属灵书籍。
Not that the contemporary ones are bad.
我不是说现在所写的属灵的书籍都是不好的。
But it's a little better to read where the person's already died.
但是如果那个作者已经死了，但是他的书籍还流传下来的话，那么那些书籍比较有可能是好的。
Well, I didn't say that yet. Right. Okay. But that's what I'm saying. Because after they've died, you at least know their whole life.
因为他们死了以后，至少你可以来观察他们整个人生是怎么过的。
You see their doctrine and their life.
所以你所看到的不但是他们所讲的真道，而且还是他们切身的实践。
So to become the Christian that God has called you to be.
所以如果你要成为一个神所呼召你成为的基督徒的话，
You need to be nourished in the word of God and good doctrine.
你需要在用神的话语跟真道来喂养，来滋养你。
What else do we see in this text?
那么在我们今天的经文里，我们还看见什么呢？
We see that to become the Christian God called you to be.
我们看到的另外一点是，要成为一个神呼召你成为的基督徒。
You need to be careful what you believe.
你必须小心你相信的是什么。
You need to be careful what you believe.
你必须要小心你相信的是什么。
If you really want to grow and mature,
如果你真要在属灵上成长的话，
then you have to identify the things that you value in your life.
那么你需要来检讨在这个世界上你所重视的是什么。
Do I value the things of God, the things that God values?
我是不是看重神的话语，或者神所看重的事物。
Because God values these things.
神看重这些东西。
Or do I value in my life what my parents valued?
或者是我在我的生活中，我的生命里，我所看重的是我的父母所看重的。
Or what my culture values.
或者我所处的文化所看重的。
Or what the world values.
或者这个世界所看重的。
Do I value what God values or what the world values?
我看重的是神所看重的，还是别人或这个世界所看重的。
Because verse 7 says, have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths.
第七节告诉我们，弃绝那世俗的言语。
Timothy, have nothing to do with these things.
提摩太啊，你要弃绝那世俗的言语。
You need to reject these things that are being propagated in the church.
你要弃绝那些在 propagating 在教会里头所宣扬的。
And what are these things?
那么这些该弃绝的东西是什么呢？
These are things that was mentioned in chapter 1 verse 4.
这些事情在第一章第四节已经谈过了。
Or what was talked about last week.
或者是上个礼拜我们也看到了，也谈到了。
In chapter 4 verse 2.
第四章第二节
The insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared.
那就是说谎之人的假冒。
Have nothing to do with that type of teaching, Timothy.
提摩太啊，你跟这些东西之间不要有任何的瓜葛。
Stay away from it.
你要离他们远远的。
You see, Timothy was surrounded with false teaching in the church of Ephesus.
因为, 在那个时候, 提摩太, 周围都充斥着,
and Paul's reminder was to recognize the false teaching and stay away from it.
所以保罗在这儿是教导提摩太, 你要认识到哪些是错误的教导, 你要离这些错误的教导, 远远的。
But you know what, brothers and sisters?
但是你知道吗? 弟兄姐妹们, 你知道吗?
We too are surrounded with false teaching.
我们也是如此, 我们, 也是被, 错误的教导, 所包围。
Because Pastor James said last week that false teaching is, in a broader sense, anything that is against God's teaching.
因为, 上周, 范长老告诉我们, 广义的来说, 错误的教导是, 任何一个与神为敌的教导。
False teaching is against God.
错误的教导是与神为敌的教导。
And in that sense, we are filled, and we are surrounded by a world filled with false teaching, aren't we?
所以, 从这个, 从这个意义上来说, 我们, 被世上很多错误的教导包围。
The world, your culture, even maybe your parents, have a value system that is not always in line with God's.
你的, 你这个世界, 还有, 你所处的文化环境, 甚至你的父母, 他们的价值, 系统, 是可能是跟神的教导,
but, but you've grown up listening to these values.
但是你是在那些错误的教导的环境下长大的。
You're surrounded, your whole childhood, your youth, going into your adult life, surrounded with these values that are against God.
你在, 还做孩子的时候, 你在你的青少年时期, 你在你成长的时期, 你周围尽都是那些错误的教导。
So in order to be the Christian God called you to be, you have to be careful what you believe.
所以如果你要成为那神所呼召你成为的基督徒的话, 你必须要小心谨慎, 你到底相信的是什么?
What's the value, for example, I'll give you one example.
比方说,
What is one of the values that the world is teaching our children today?
今天的世界, 他们所教导, 我们的孩子的价值观, 是什么?
I've been working with youth for over 20 years.
在过去, 大概有20年, 我在, 教会的, 青少年, 中, 做工。
That sounds like a lot of years. Sounds kind of like I'm old. I don't look that old, but 20 years, that's a long time.
听起来, 这个时间很长, 让我显得好像我年纪很大了。
And over all these years, I've seen youth over and over again that are stressed out and anxious in their life.
在这20, 年当中, 我亲眼目睹, 很多的, 青少年, 在这样一个, 世俗的环境之下, 他们显得压力很大, 他们, 常常觉得很焦虑。
They're filled with anxiety. Why?
他们, 内心充满了焦虑。 为什么呢?
Because the goal that they're given is to only get good grades.
因为, 这个世界教导他们, 你们生命的目标是好成绩。
Because what's the value system of the world?
这个世界的价值体系是什么?
Well, if you get good grades, then what do you get?
你有好成绩在学校, 然后呢?
You get into a good what? College.
你就能上一所好大学。
But why do you need to go to good? Why do you need to go to a good college?
那你为什么需要上一所好大学呢?
Why?
为什么?
To get a good job.
因为毕业以后你就可以, 得到一个好工作。
Well, why do I need a good job?
那为什么你需要有一个好工作呢?
To make good money.
这样你的, 收入, 会, 比较好。
Why do I need good money?
那为什么你需要有一个好收入呢?
So you could buy a good house.
这样你就可以买, 好房子。
And a good car.
好车。
And maybe marry a good spouse.
好, 配偶。
And have good children.
你就可以生养好孩子。
Because that then is the good life.
那么然后呢, 就表示你有一个很美好的人生了。
See, is that true though?
那么我们要问一问, 这些是真理吗? 是真实的吗?
So the students are receiving, all I need to do is to work hard to get this good life that the world is telling me, that's what I need to get.
所以学生们被教导说我们所该做的就是得到好成绩，这些好成绩可以让我至终能够有一个美好圆满的人生。
So the world is sending our kids on this pursuit, but is that true? Is that really the good life?
那么这个世界就用这一套的价值体系送我们的孩子踏上这条追逐名利的道路。那么这是真理吗?
Is this a good life that God wants for our children?
这是神为我心目中所要给我们的美好圆满的人生吗?
The world teaches us you need to take care of yourself.
这个世界也告诉我们, 你要好好的照顾你自己。
You need to set yourself up to be comfortable because that's the goal.
你要好好的帮你自己储备好一些东西, 这样你可以过舒适的生活。
It teaches us you need to work hard so you can find your security and the comforts in the things of this world.
这个世界也告诉我们你要努力的工作，这样子你将来的生活才会有保障。
You have a large house?
你有大房子。
You have a family?
你有一个家庭。
You have a lot of money in the bank?
你在银行里有很多存款。
That is the good life.
那就是所谓美好的人生。
Does God's word have anything to say about this?
但是我们来看看神的话语，神的话中是这么说的吗?
God's word does have something to say about this value.
神的话中是谈了一些这些有关这些价值观的问题。
In Matthew 6:33,
马太福音第六章第33节,
Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
耶稣说, 先求神的国跟神的义, 其他的就这些都会丰丰富富的加给你了。
In fact, in that same text, Jesus says, don't worry about all those things.
在那段经文的上下文里头，耶稣还说，这些事情你们不用忧虑。
The rest of the world, they chase after those things.
世界上其他的人他们追逐的是这些。
But in Matthew 6, Jesus says, God knows what you need to live.
但是马太福音第六章，耶稣说，神知道你需要这些。
You need clothes.
你需要衣服。
You need a home.
你需要房子。
You need food.
你需要食物。
And he'll take care of that for you.
他会照顾你。
Right, please, let me be clear about this.
这一点我需要澄清一下。
Nowhere in the Bible says that these things are wrong in and of themselves.
在圣经里头没有一个地方说这些东西是不好的，是坏的。
It's good to work hard.
努力工作是好的。
In fact, the Bible is against laziness.
事实上圣经是不喜欢人懒惰的。
And the Bible has over and over again a lot to say about the value of work and working with excellence.
圣经一而再再而三的教导我们说要我们努力工作，要我们追求卓越。
But what does it say about working?
那么但是圣经对工作有什么样的看法呢?
In Colossians 3 it says, work at it with all your heart.
哥罗西书第三章说尽心尽力的来工作。
Working for the Lord and not for man.
是为神来做工，而不是做给人看的。
Oh, you see that?
所以你们现在懂了吗?
Oh, I am supposed to work at something with excellence with all my heart.
我应该尽我的全副的心力来工作，我应该追求卓越。
But God's value says working as if you're working for the Lord and not for man.
但是神教导我们的价值观是我们做是为神做的，为主做的，而不是为人做的。
You see, God values the attitude of our heart when we work.
所以神所看重的是当我们在工作的时候，我们的心态是怎么样。
God values what I'm seeking in my heart.
神所看重的是我心里我追求的是什么。
God is not against riches.
神并不反对财富。
He's only against me seeking only riches.
他只是不反对我们只是在追逐这些利益这些名利。
But seeking riches is what the world is teaching all of us to do.
但是追主这个财富要得到财富是这个世界教导我们的。
And God's value says no.
但是神的价值观说不对。
So to become the Christian that God has called you to be,
所以如果你要成为一个神所呼召你成为的基督徒的话，
You need to be careful what you're believing in.
你需要很小心谨慎你到底相信的是什么。
Be careful that you're staying away from these worldly myths.
你必须要很小心、很谨慎的离这些世界所教导你的东西远远的。
So what areas today do you find this tension in your life?
所以在你的生活中有哪些方面你现在有是有一种这样的紧张就是。两种价值观的对峙。
Where are you finding God's value and the world's value being a struggle in your life? You feel that tension.
在你的生活当中有哪些领域你发现神的价值观跟世界的价值观正在发生冲突。
Because you're living in a way that's torn. I want to do what God wants, but this looks so much better and I've grown up hearing this.
因为在我们生活的环境里头，我们老是处在两难之间，一方面是神的价值观，另一方面是世界的价值观。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你们明白我在说些什么吗
？Yes. Some of you feel that tension.
你们当中一定会有人内心是有这样的挣扎的。
And in order to be the Christian that God has called you to be.
为了要成为神所呼召你成为的那样的基督徒
you need to reject those things.
你必须要弃绝那些东西
And remember to value what God values.
并且记得你要看重神所看重的
So have nothing to do with false teaching that is contrary to God.
所以我们要弃绝那世俗的言语跟神敌对的言语
Rather, it says, train yourself for what?
那么正面的我们应该在什么上操练自己呢
To train yourself for godliness.
我们要在敬虔上操练自己
And that's our third point today.
所以这是我今天要谈的第三点
To become the Christian that God called you to be, you need to train yourself in godliness.
要成为神所呼召你成为的那种基督徒，你需要在敬虔上操练自己。
What is godliness?
那么敬虔是什么呢
？Godliness has to do with your everyday life.
敬虔跟你每天的日常生活息息相关。
Remember that godliness has to do with your life from Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
敬虔跟你从礼拜一到礼拜六到礼拜天的每的生活都有关系。
Godliness though is not just Christian character. Some people think of it more as Christian character or your behavior.
敬虔有些人就把它连跟基督徒的品格操守或者日常的生活连接起来。
One author that writes good books, his name is Jerry Bridges.
有一个作家，他写了一本好书。
His name is Jerry Bridges.
他的名字叫 Jerry Bridges.
Mm-hmm. And he captures the essence of what godliness is, training in godliness.
他在那本书里头，他抓住了敬虔这两个字的真意跟精神。
So listen carefully.
所以请各位好好的听。
Godliness is your devotion to God that results in a life that's pleasing to Him.
所谓的敬虔就是让你能因此而让你过着一个神所喜悦的生活的那种对神的献身和忠心。Okay,
so it starts with your devotion to God.
所以首先是你把自己奉献给他，你对神的献身。
Godliness is about a devoted relationship with God.
敬虔就是这样的一种你跟神这样的一种关系。
I'm devoted to you, God.
我献身给你。
So I have this relationship with you. I'm committed to you.
这样我跟你就会有
And when I'm committed to you, my life begins to change to a life that becomes pleasing to you.
当我把自己奉献给你，我把我的全人献身给神以后，很自然的，我就会能够过着一个神所喜悦的生活。And
so it begins with a devoted relationship.
所以，首先，我们跟神之间要有一种那样的完全献身委身的关系。Brothers
and sisters, God has saved you.
弟兄姐妹们，神已经救了你。But
the mistake is to stop there.
但是如果你就在那个地方就停顿下来的话，那么你就错了。Many
of us have the mistake of stopping that the end goal is just to become a Christian.
很多人有这么一个错误的观念，就是得救本身就是一个结果。He
has actually saved you to have a new life.
但是神不是这样的，他救了你，他的目的是让你开始一个新的生命。He
saved you to have a new relationship with him.
他救了你，这样子你可以开始跟他有一个新的关系。Do
you realize that?
你明白吗? 你了解到这一点吗?
Today, do you have any relationship with God?
今天你跟神之间到底有没有任何关系?
I'm talking about a genuine relationship as if you would have a relationship with another person.
我所谈的是一种真实的、真诚的、实实在在的那种关系。
A genuine relationship of reverence.
这个关系里头包含着敬畏神。A
relationship of desire.
这个关系里头包含的对神的渴慕。A
relationship of love.
这种关系包含着爱的关系。Do
you desire, do you love God?
你爱神吗? 你渴慕他吗?
Too often we have reduced Christianity to exclude that.
常常我们的基督教把它缩小到没有这样的一种心态。But
Christianity begins with a relationship with God.
但事实上基督教一开头是跟神建立这种
Notice here that it says, train yourself for godliness.
在这儿说，在敬虔上操练自己。Train
yourself.
操练自己。That
means we are personally responsible for our progress in godliness.
意思就是说，我们个人在这件事情上有我们该尽的责任。It's
not like we just trust the Lord and then we just kick back and relax, kick up our feet.
并不是说我们就在这件事情上我们就信靠神，然后我们自己就松懈下来了。
Although we do know that any progress we make is because God is enabling us.
虽然我们知道不管我们有什么样的进步都是神给我们能力让我们能够
有进步的。But I notice that as Christians, we tend to be very disciplined and hardworking in everything else.
但是我注意到作为很多基督徒我们在很多别的事情上我们对自己的要求很高有很好的纪律我们也很努力的工作。
We're very disciplined and hardworking in our business.
在我们自己的工作上。
We're very disciplined and hardworking in our home.
在我们自己的家中。
We're very disciplined and hardworking in our schoolwork.
在对学校的功课。
We're even very disciplined and hardworking in our ministries at church.
甚至我们在教会的事工上，我们都是显得非常有纪律，都非常努力的在做。
But we tend to be very lazy when it comes to work on our spiritual lives.
但是我们对自己属灵上的事情我们有一个倾向就是比较懒惰。
We would much rather pray, Lord, please just make me godly.
我们宁愿就向神祷告说神啊求你让我成为一个敬虔的人。
And then God would just come take this bottle of godliness and pour it into our lives.
我们就会想神听了我们的会听我们的祷告就把这一瓶装满了敬虔的东西浇灌在我们身上。
And we mysteriously become godly.
然后好像有点神秘的我们就突然变成了一个敬虔的人。
Yes, God does work mysteriously to change us.
当然我们承认神可以做奇妙的很神秘的工作。
But here there is an emphasis of our personal responsibility.
但是在今天的经文上重点是摆在操练自己是我们个人的责任。
And what is the object that we are to train ourselves in?
那么我们是操练自己的对象是什么呢?
The growth of our spiritual lives.
我们的目标就是我们的属灵生命会有长进。
We don't want to be just a church where people are faithful in all these ministries.
我们希望我们的教会不只是一群人他们对自己的事工很忠心。
But that we're not faithful and hardworking in the growth of our own spiritual life.
可是却不努力让自己的属灵生命有长进。
I believe today across America we have a lot of talented and capable Christians.
我相信在美国教会中有很多有才干的有能力的信徒。
But there seems to be few godly Christians.
但是似乎敬虔的基督徒比较少。
Christians who have cultivated a real walk with God.
这个所谓的敬虔的信徒就是那些他们努力的在培养一种与神同行的那种态度。
There's a person in the Old Testament named Enoch. Do you guys remember Enoch?
在旧约中有一个人物叫以诺。
Enoch was a good preacher of righteousness in a very ungodly world.
他在一个不敬虔的时代里他宣扬敬虔或义的意义。
But you know what God recognized him for?
但是你知道神怎么样看他吗?
That his life, he was taken up by God.
他被神接上去了,接到天上去了。
What does the Bible say about it in Genesis 5? Do you remember?
那么在创世纪第五章圣经是怎么样评价这个人的
Enoch what? Walked with God.
以诺与主与神同行。
Brothers and sisters, Enoch walked with God.
弟兄姐妹们以诺与神同行。
That's what God put the emphasis on.
那是神所看重的所强调的。
We want to be a people who are walking with God.
我们要成为一个与神同行的基督徒。
Not just being busy and faithful in our ministries.
不只是忙于做自己的事工
，but to have a genuine relationship with God，
而是跟神之间有一个真挚的、真实的、实实在在的关系。
That is how you are to be the Christian that God has called you to be。
那是我们若要成为神所呼召我们成为的基督徒的话，我们该注意的。
It takes a lot, doesn't it? When we look at these things, I mean, that's like three short points, but it seems like even as I was thinking about this text, that's a lot.
所以虽然我们谈到只是很简单的三点，但事实上我们意识到要达成这三点需要付出很大的代价。
You have to be nourished in the word of God and good doctrine.
你需要被神的话语所滋养。被善道所教育。
You have to be very careful of your value system, what you believe in.
你需要很注意你的属灵的食物饮食是什么。
And you need to really develop a true walk with God to train yourself in godliness.
还有你需要在敬虔上操练自己，这样你才能够真正的与主同行。
Because through that walk with God, your character begins to change.
因为借着这些操练你的品格就被塑造了。
And it seems like a lot.
所以看起来好像很多事要做。
But we're not doing it alone.
但是我们不是孤零零的在做。
We're not just toiling and striving alone, are we?
我们不是自己在那边单枪匹马的 在努力的做。
Because what does it say in verse 9?
因为第九节告诉我们。
The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance.
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
For to this end we toil and strive.
因为我们劳苦努力，正是为此。
Because what?
因为什么？
We have set our hope on the living God.
因为我们的指望在乎永生的神。
Brothers and sisters, we are not doing this alone.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不是孤零零的在做。
Because our hope is set on the living God.
因为我们的指望是在永生的神。
We will be able to become good servants.
我们有这个能力会能够会成为好仆人。
We are able to become the Christians that God has called us to be.
我们有能力会成为神呼召我们成为的那种基督徒。
Because our hope in the ability to do that is not in ourselves.
因为我们之所以有能力这么做，是因为我们的指望不是在我们自己，乃在那永生的神。
But our hope is in the living God.
我们的指望是在永生的神。
For He will walk with us.
因为他会与我们同行。
He will empower us.
他会赐给我们能力。
He desires and will help you to become the Christian that He called you to be.
他所渴望的是我们会能够成为他呼召我们成为的那种基督徒。
Isn't that a great hope?
这不是一个很好的很美好的指望吗？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you, Lord, for your encouragement from your word.
天父，我们为你的激励，为你的话语献上感谢。
Lord, I know that there are brothers and sisters who truly do desire to have this.
我知道有弟兄姐妹们，他们真的是要渴慕与你亲近。
And we long for you, God.
我们渴慕你，我们爱慕你。
We long to hear from you.
我们渴慕能够聆听到你的声音。
And we long to be the person that you called us to be.
我们渴慕能够最终变成那个你呼召我们变成的那种基督徒。
Thank you, Lord, that our hope is set on you.
主，我们感谢你，因为我们的指望是在乎你。
Thank you, because you are with us in this beautiful journey.
谢谢你，因为在这个我们所奔跑的天路历程当中，你在我们旁边陪伴着我们。
That even when we're not able to do it,
虽然靠着我们自己不能做什么，
yet you still love us.
你还是爱我们。
And you are the one who gives us strength to continue to press on.
你赐给我们力量，让我们能够继续的前进。
Lord, would you lead this church to go in that direction?
求主领导这个教会往那个目标迈进。
That we have a true and living relationship with our God.
以至于我们跟你之间有一个又真又活的关系。
We thank you and I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们谢谢你，我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.